card has you at 237,370. Why the difference in this card to this? Did after the peel, did you move it down to 227?
No. Like I said, when we got the layers, it was about 2 months, I think, before. I want to say it started in April. And we started looking at those price per square foot on the rooftops. We're trying to equalize it among everybody. And so the numbers fell where they did based on what we did.
Okay.
So
I'm showing in the system the last update was done 2 weeks prior to us receiving the...
So you've probably done a reduction.
I can understand why he's saying it's quite a bit higher, because that's 10,000 higher than what it was.
Yeah, the increase is actually only a little over 14 because of the value that you got on your card, that it's actually been reduced down to 227 since then.
Right.
Okay. Obviously, that's still an increase. This is David Akers. I'm one of the board members. We've seen increases across the board. The assessor is indicating that they were also... Okay, I remember this one. They were going through building there, and yours was lower than a lot of the other ones, and we're not sure exactly why. Have you ever been in here on an appeal before on the board?
Yes. Okay. Not before the board. I just went to the assessor, and they said that was a few years back, and they said, oh, yeah, you're right, there was a mistake made. So...
But on his, it's showing
just walked out
so
at
moved it down,
he
not
said,
higher,
we'll
sorry.
Corrected, and then when I got my tax bill, it was corrected.
Yeah, we're across.
I forget how long ago that was. We've been here since the beginning.
What we're seeing in the county is increases across the board of, you know, somewhere in that range. And that's, I know we've had a lot of appeals in the same basis. I'm not sure. It's the assessor wants to kind of explain it to you.
Yeah. Okay. So when the cards went out, it was on May 21st. They went out from Tennessee, and then we were also implementing this new program where we can see the price per square foot as a layer above your condos, and I can see what everybody's paying per square foot. And yours looked off. And so that's why you would have gotten the second postcard that went down, because after we had looked at it, obviously I dropped it because I didn't think it was fair. So, but he was still had the,
But are you indicating,
that's the
Susan,
difference.
Are you indicating that this value is consistent with the other units
yeah.
around him?
Yeah.
And the recess value?
Yes.
See, that's the problem right there. Is every unit around me is larger. There's only two units in each building that are this square feet. It's considered a small two-bedroom. Like I said, I just want to make sure there's no mistake. Now, if they're assessing me at the same as a two-bedroom, this is not fair.
Understand.
I have a small two-bedroom. 1,280 square feet.
But I'm not going to know. I mean, I guess on the initial thing they put in how many bedrooms and bathrooms, but at this point I wouldn't know if we added one or not. So we kind of go by not only our valuation book, but also by the price per square foot they're going for. And the way I just checked it, like I said, I know I'm lower than what their true market value is because I've given you sales letters.
Is the price per square, instead of looking at bedrooms, is the price per square foot now being used more in this new evaluation system? In other words, is that what's
His 227 that's showing there is actually based on the Honeycutt thing that came with the index. And then when I'm...
Does the Honeycutt take into account how many bedrooms they have, let's say?
It would take into account bathrooms.
It does not?
Bathrooms is the only thing.
No bedrooms, just bathrooms.
It's all done by square foot.
Okay, so you're saying that your unit only has one and most all the other units have two? Or how is that?
No, no. No, we have two bedrooms.
Okay.
But it's a smaller two-bedroom.
Our living room space is very, extremely small.
Okay. How much bigger are the other units, roughly?
I don't have any idea.
But you're basing it on square foot anyway, right?
Right.
That's right.
Okay, so.
And I'm below what we're saying that they're, that's, I'm showing that I'm staying below that because if he was priced at the 190 to 195 range, the lower side is 239,400. And we are quite a bit below that. So we're still, we're not hitting the number that if Mr. Reynolds was selling it through his brokerage, he could get for it. We should be in line.
I think unless we have some information to show that it would sell.
Can we see what the unit next to it was assessed at? Maybe, is it similar?
Yeah. It's at a square footage.
This here's showing the square footage of them. This one here is 100. This one here is 148.43 per square foot. This one here is 144.19 per square foot. This one here is 154.23 per square foot. This one here is 140.02 per square foot. This one here is 127.32 per square foot. This last one right here is 125.57 per square foot.
What's the most amount per square foot on that? Thank you.
154.23.
So you take that times 1280. And I got 197. So you take the highest amount of his neighbors per square foot times 1280 is 197,414.
That's, well, never mind. It depends. I mean, like, they have balconies and everything, and it depends on how they've divided that. I'm still working on that because most condos come out, everybody's the same.
I'm just saying that the we took the highest number of the ones around them times the 1280, comes out to be what was his request of what's your request that it be adjusted to?
He was at 198 last year, right?
Which frankly is basically equal to what the square footage of those around it are.
See, on one side of us is a regular two-bedroom, and that is around 1,600 square feet. On the other side of this is a three-bedroom, and that is 2,000-something. I don't know.
So those are quite a bit more square footages, and yours is only 1,280. Having that information and seeing the valuations on a per-square-foot basis of those around it, I make a motion that we grant his request to make it 198.
It's still consistent with what you're doing, it sounds like to me. I'll second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Your motion was granted. You'll get something in the mail regarding the change of evaluation, and you guys have a, enjoy your day.
Sure. You do the same. Thank you
so very much. Yeah, thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Have a great one. Bye.
So the next one, Nice Wonger, Juana. She was BOE 2020. You set her at 63,500, so she should just go down 63,500.
That's in the. That's Branson Hills.
Okay, we're on BOE 2021-20.
Are you saying we set her last year at that?
At 63,500.
So why?
Why was this?
Well. With the record number of BOEs that we have on here, a lot of these we're seeing over and over again. This is a BOE, Greg, this is a BOE that we saw last year. I'm gonna move that we reinstate the exemptions that were in place in 2020. And here's why. Number one is based on the work of the BOEs over the course of the past decades. Number two is we're only seeing the ones that actually are coming to appeal that know about this. There are plenty of exemptions out there that have no idea that, and I understand property profile, property cards went out, but people, we do this day in, day out, and exemptions are something that I have to wrap my head around. And it is also wiping the work of many assessors prior that have done this. Hold on, I'm the chair of this meeting. Mm. So those reasons, that does not mean that somebody can't go and reassess that particular property in an assessment year on a case by case basis. But I firmly believe that we should reinstate the exemptions, which will take care of a fair amount of our BOEs.
Well, but if it, here's my only question. Just because we reinstate an exemption doesn't mean the property values didn't go up, right?
Correct. Okay. That is 100% correct.
Okay, so, and the exemptions that we're talking about that have been put forth in BOE, is this one, this particular one that we're talking about, is this an exemption or is this just a percentage one?
This one, I think when it was, when I looked at it, was that she's been to BOE before. I could be wrong, but I think that there were several BOEs, and people have kind of ridden on old BOE information, and they were never placed where they should be. Is which this, is why she'd see a bigger increase. Well.
In 2020, the bottom one up there, right here, is what the BOE set it at last year.
But she's been before, correct?
Yes.
She was here last year, and we've seen this. I think this is the fifth one that right now out of our 500. That we saw last year, and yes, we can address these. A, it's a little bit of a waste of our time, which I'm not, and the reason for my motion, which my motion on the table is this, is it's not about me and the BOE and the work that I've done, you've done, Greg's done. It's not a hit against the assessor office. I know you've got a big job for what you're tackling on with all the 48,200 some odd parcels. Or a little less than 200 parcels. The big thing is it's about the taxpayers not knowing, and they thought they took care of this in some regard, and simply just don't have, most of them don't have the knowledge of what has changed. And I mean, we're already turning people away from the BOE, and I would ask that you, the board, that they would vote to reinstate the exemptions that were removed, and reinstate them to the exemptions that were in place in 2020.
Can you clarify that to say only for 2020 exemptions? Because some people are still riding.
Correct.
An exemption 6 years ago, and you're good.
Yes, there are properties. Okay, so Mr. Rush's property, for example. Okay, if that exemption were still in place, we would have the Riverside Estate exemption would still be a 25% reduction. It doesn't mean that his house, which I mean, frankly, I agree with you, his house valuation needed to go up. I think Mr. Rush agrees with you that his house evaluation, it was fair to go up. I'm sure he's not crazy about that. But the exemption part, nothing changed with that particular property. This by no means does away with that if you go out to a particular property and you see that whatever exemption it was, for example, let's say there was something functionally obsolete about that property, and like the last gentleman we had in here, and he all of a sudden made it an amazing house, and you go out there, this had changed, you can address that particular change.
Do you, I guess, I tend to agree with him to the extent that if this is an exemption that has been put in before, we need to go out. In other words, if something has changed in the property,
yeah.
For from this exemption, which you've already indicated some of them you don't even know what our exemption was.